So yesterday we expanded further on our discussion pertaining to verses 18 and 19, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about how He sent water from the skies in due measure, بِقَدَرْ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and then we lodged it into the earth. And we explained about how all the water is not given at one time, all the water is not given, or every day's water doesn't come every day, how Allah has created this entire system, the snow on the mountaintop, so the atmosphere is pure, how it goes into the ground and then you can draw from it via your wells or boreholes, how from the underground water sources into the streams and rivers, and there's an entire system which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put into place. And then from the water you get your gardens, your date palms, your vines, you then get fruit and you eat and you benefit. Then we discussed verse 20 yesterday, وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِن تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهْنِ وَصِبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ. That tree which issues forth from Mount Sinai, it produces oil and it is a relish for the eaters. It's in reference to the zaytun, the olive tree, because it's found in abundance on Mount Sinai. Also because it has many benefits. The oil is used for massaging, for cooking. It's a relish in many countries and communities. And it has many other benefits and therefore enjoys virtue. The Quran takes an oath, وَتِينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ. Therefore it is specifically mentioned. Now, verse 21, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. In the cattle there is for you a point of reflection. This is similar to a verse in Surah An-Nahl in the 14th juz. نُسْقِيكُم مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا. We give you to drink of that which is in their bellies. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Between two impurities, you know, you're getting pure milk. That's how Allah has created the system within the cattle. Yeah, Allah doesn't make mention of that specific point, but Allah says, we give you to drink of that which is in their bellies. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرًا. You derive many other benefits from them. So Allah was speaking about plants and fruits. Right now Allah is talking about animals, that you can drink the milk of the cattle. You can other benefits, you can slaughter the cattle, eat the meat, use the cattle for many different things. So you've got a variety of benefits. وَعَلَيْهَا, and on them. وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ, and on ships. تُحْمَلُونَ, you are carried. So to traverse long distances, you sit on the backs of animals. When it comes to land, when it comes to the oceans, you board ships. You put a lot of weight and goods on animals and on ships. All of this Allah has created, this entire system Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created for your benefit. So the scholars say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is highlighting the extent of His bounty upon mankind. Allah spoke about how He created the human, you know, the embryonic development in the belly of the mother. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after that, spoke about how He will recreate the human after resurrection. Then Allah talks about the heavens and how He created the seven heavens and the various levels. Then Allah talks about rainwater and the fruits and the plants and the trees. Allah talks about animals and Allah talks about the oceans. All of this emphasizing the aspect of Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that brings us to the end of the first ruku. Right now into the second ruku, Allah starts talking about Nuh alayhi salam. The one link is that Allah spoke about water, and we know in the time of Musa, Nuh alayhi salam, there was the floods. Or Ya Allah talks about fulk, wa alayha wa ala al-fulki, on them meaning the animals, and on the ships you are carried. So we know Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had to build a ship, hence Allah speaks about Nuh alayhi salam. And after Nuh alayhi salam, Allah speaks about some of the other anbiya. And some scholars have said that Allah speaks about tawheed in all of these verses in the first ruku, right? Now Allah is talking about risalat, prophethood, starting with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. These are some of the links. But we'll pause there for now, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. In the new year, we'll then commence with the second ruku of Surah Al-Mu'minun. The story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned at length. Then in the third ruku, it moves on to the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun. And inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us life, we will continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Mu'minun in the new year.